Welcome to the Poetry Moment. My name's Tim Greenup, and today I'll be reading a poem called A Potato by Robert Bly. I like this poem because I think it is funny in a way, and I also just find the word potato to be funny. So here is A Potato by Robert Bly. The potato reminds one of an alert desert stone, and it belongs to a race that writes novels of inspired defeat. The potato does not move on its own, and yet there is some motion in its shape, as if a whirlwind paused, then turned into potato flesh when a ghost spit at it. The skin models in parts. Potato cities are scattered here and there over the planet. In some places, papery flakes lift off, light as fog that lifts from early morning lakes. Despite all the eyes, we know that little light gets through. Whoever goes inside will find a weighty, meaty thing, both damp and cheerful, obsessive as a bear that keeps swimming across the same river. When we open our mouth and bite into the raw flesh, both tongue and teeth pause astonished, as a bicyclist leans forward when the wind falls. The teeth say, "I could never have imagined it." The tongue says, "I thought from the cover that there would be a lot of plot." Thank you. This has been A Potato by Robert Bly. My name's Tim Greenup. Thanks for listening to The Poetry Moment.